This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
Our number three we roll into, and yes, the headline of the day from the NFL standpoint is the reports from just before we went on the air from Jake Trotter, who covers the Browns for us at ESPN, that Tony Busby, who has been the lawyer representing all of the women, the 24 civil lawsuits against Deshaun Watson, four are still pending, but 20 of them have been settled. And so, of course, now it leads to where do they go from here? And Adam Schefter reporting that the NFL put out a statement just saying that basically whatever happened today has no impact on the collectively bargained process that they have in deciding what to do with Deshaun Watson going forward. So that's the headline, certainly there on that story. But we have a lot more going on in the world of sports, including Tampa Bay Lightning getting back into their series in the Stanley Cup Final with a huge win in Game 3 to make it 2-1 now as they flip the script. And they were the ones that blew out the Avalanche in Game 3. You also have the NBA draft in a couple of days and a lot of storylines involved there, including at the very top, there's some very intriguing players. And the number 4 pick very much up for grabs, and a lot of teams, including the New York Knicks, trying to move up to get that pick. What we also have is some baseball to talk about, Bart. But first, as I mentioned, it is Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio, and we are presented by Progressive Insurance. I mentioned, Bart, it is our number three, and when it is our number three, what does that mean?
It's the power hour.
You know what? I don't know.
Hour. You know, damn it. It's the power hour.
Yeah. That's the best you can do, though?
Hour.
I mean, I really thought you'd bring it a little stronger than that.
Who? The Jets?
Hour?
Redo it again.
No, we're not doing it
again. No. It was weak. It was weak.
Right?
Oh, whoa. Okay. Show me how it's done.
You usually get parts. No.
Show me how it's done. Lacto.
And when he does it, it's that kind of energy.
Let me feel you, Lacto. Let me hear you say it, Lacto.
Are you ready to do it, Renee?
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Wow.
Come on, Renee.
Wow, this is quite an honor.
Shot.
Yeah, Stosh doesn't believe in you.
So Stosh has to do it as well, then.
No. This is you. You're the one to chime in.
You get the gong ready.
The gong is ready. It's hour number three. Renee, what? I'm sorry.
Lacto.
Renee.
Lactavius.
Lactavius.
Canelo.
What does it mean?
It's the power hour.
That wasn't bad.
That wasn't bad.
I'm just saying.
Are you an alto or you a tenor?
I'm just saying. I don't know, Bart. Bart might be replaced.
But you know what's up? That tells he's been practicing.
I'm not going to try to top that because
good.
I just have no chance. Yeah. But I do come with facts.
Oh?
June 21st. Is National Day of the Gong.
Hit it again.
Look it up.
Three times.
I'm looking at it right now. It's the truth. The gong, also seen as a tool of creativity and healing.
If we hit this thing too many times, we might conjure Barstradamus, and nobody needs that right now.
You summoned me.
Oh, no. We did that.
Ave Maria.
Wrong number? Okay.
It's the wrong number. You can go back to sleep, Barstradamus. But while you go back to sleep, think of O'Reilly Auto Parts for your car care needs. They're close, convenient, known for guaranteed everyday low prices, excellent customer service from professional parts people you can trust. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto Parts, better parts, better prices every day. Yesterday, Bart, was significant in baseball. Why? Because we saw the Yankees win their 50th game. They won their 50th game out of the first 67 of the season. There's still almost 100, what is it now, 95 games still left to be played, and they're 50-17. 50-17, Steve Ballmer.
So are they going for the all-time record? What's the all-time record? This is the 98 team?
Well, I mean, it's trying to best what they did in 98, but there's a lot of 98 vibes. They are just four again. Just let's put this in perspective. Six games up on the Mets for the best record in baseball. So you have the two teams in New York have the best records in baseball. They are 8.5 games ahead of the Houston Astros in the American League, and the Astros are the second best team in the American League, and they're 8.5 games ahead.
That's a lot of pressure.
They are 33 games over 500.
So much pressure.
And speaking of the 98 Yankees, that's what the 98 Yankees did. 67 games into the season in 1998.
But we know how that ended.
And yeah, we do know. They won a World Series.
Right. That's pressure.
What's the – yeah.
That's more pressure because 98 team was doing something that's never been done. That was
trailblazer. I need to ask people. So we're obviously, you know, all around the country. A large portion of our audience is in New York. But we also are all over the country. And this is where I think I want to invite everybody from outside of New York, all you people around the country. I need this perspective. You heard what Bart just did there. And this is the part that I can't stand. We're going to talk to Buster only a little bit about this stuff too. You're 50-17. And what did Bart say? Oh, a lot of pressure now. It's June. And we're talking about, well, you better win a World Series now. Well, you can't enjoy this.
I can't.
So I need to, around the country, do you laugh when you see New Yorkers, the first reaction we have to a historic start to the season is, oh, man, we better win the championship now. Anxiety at 50-17. So I need to know from around the country, do you laugh at us? Like, do you laugh at the idea that that's what a majority of Yankees fans feel right now? That is such a New York response. It's like, yeah, you're 50-17. You would have been a championship now. What if you don't win a championship? It's like, can I enjoy this? Can I just enjoy the fact that they are rolling through base? They're rolling through the league. Gerrit Cole had a no-hitter going. No-hitter. He was unhittable.
Is it hat?
Well, yeah. He finally gave up a hit in the eighth inning.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry. Seven innings of no-hit ball. You're right. That's so pedestrian. He was unhittable. The slider was unhittable. He had a fantastic start. And they won the game. Again, like I said, the 50th win. So I'm just curious, like, do we have a problem?
Yes.
With success? Because it's so funny how all we talk about is in New York and then nobody wins. All our teams suck. It's been 10 years since anybody won a championship. Every year it's the same thing. Tank for a draft pick. Every year it's hope. And then you're just punched in the gut, right? You have a team that is the best team in its sport. When was the last time New York had the best team in its sport in the four majors? Don't start giving me the whole Red Bulls or
are you saying best record or best?
Best team. Best team. You are the best team. 50-17 means you're the best team in your sport. Have the Jets and Giants ever been the best team in their sport in the last decade? No. Even during the Super Bowl year, the Giants weren't the best team in their sport.
I'm just saying, man.
If you go back to that, how
often does the best team with the best record win the championship? Not often. 98, you can go back there.
Again, see what he's doing.
But I can tell you
what he's doing.
Hater. The Phoenix Suns. How did Nash and Amari Stoudemire fare?
See what he's doing, though. You see what he's doing.
Just saying.
I'm telling you right now. We've got listeners all over the country. And they're all listening going, what the hell is wrong with these people in New York?
No.
Listen to Bart.
They felt it too. They've been there. The pressure going in as the number one seed. You take the week off. How did Tennessee Titans like that? Lost to the Bungles.
Pittsburgh Steelers were 11-0. It was the most Fugazi 11-0. Right? Remember a couple of years ago? They were 11-0.
It was so
Fugazi. But they weren't a legit 11-0. The Yankees are 50-17. It's a legit 50-17. They are really good. Now, did we expect this?
Okay.
Was this something that we all project? Well, they're going to be the best team in baseball.
Okay.
No.
So did they play?
But they're playing that way.
So if they play Houston, you think that it's not a toss up?
That's coming.
If they play them in the postseason, you think it's a toss up or no?
Well, that's a better question for Buster Only. That to me is the question that I need to that and many other things that I want to talk to Buster Only about. So let's tell you what. In a couple of seconds, we will get Buster Only to join us here and discuss with us what the Yankees are doing right now, some perspective on it, and also as a guy that might laugh at the fact that in New York, all this is bringing is anxiety. But before we do that, Bart, tell us about the Dollar Shave Club.
You ever had a shave so noticeably smooth that people want to touch your face, Alan? Zaddy?
Excuse me?
Like when a friendly pat turns into a full-on cheek rub. It's the shave that the Dollar Shave Club 6-Blade Razor can get you. The Dollar Shave Club 6-Blade Razor brings noticeably smooth shaves with 6 stainless steel blades for swift hair removal with a lubricating strip.
Hey, phrasing!
Like that lubrication, that keeps things...
So, we're just done with phrasing, right? That's not a thing anymore?
Here to keep that chin noticeably smooth. And it comes at a fair price. Dollar Shave Club razors are sold at DollarShaveClub.com or in stores. Progressive next.
Bing bong.
Bong bing. It's been an incredible run. They lead the league in run scored.
That one's driven deep to right field. Going back, Margot. On the track, he leaps. He can't make the play. Here comes Donaldson. He will score. And the Yankees lead 3-2.
They lead the league in ERA.
Hick makes the catch. And the New York Yankees, ladies and gentlemen, get to 50 wins.
That's how good this team has been.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
And meanwhile, while all of Tampa was watching the Stanley Cup final,
here I go.
The trop was filled with Yankees fans.
Here I go.
Oh,
here I go.
He is out of control.
Buster.
Barton on.
Bus.
Alan on, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. And yes, let's bring in Buster Olney, one of my favorite people to bring on the show, especially when we talk baseball and Yankee baseball as we do. Buster, how you doing?
I'm doing great. What it is, guys.
What it is. Well, what it is this. And I'm asking everybody around the country. Now, I know you know New York well enough to understand when I say to you that the Yankees are 50-17, as you know, the best record in baseball, matching their 67-game start in 1998, which we all know that historic season there. But yet, amazingly in New York, the feeling is, this is great, but it only adds to my anxiety.
That's exactly right. No doubt about it. Hey, look, I covered the 98 team for the New York Times. You know, they win 114 regular season games, and then the playoffs start, and they go down in the American League Championship Series 2-1 to Cleveland, and all hell broke loose. It was like nothing happened the whole summer. Like, oh, my God, this year is going to be a disaster. And you know what? Given how history treats teams, that are playing on a pace like the Yankees, the pressure is going to be building over the next 3 months for them to finish the deal. The Seattle Mariners of 2001 are one of the great forgotten teams in history. They won 116 games the regular season. Post 9/11, Yankees ride the emotion of their fan base. You know, they take them in 5 games, the American League Championship Series, and it's like the Mariners never existed.
Right. Yeah.
And I think that, you know, Yankee fans, Mets fans, they feel that. They see the two teams doing great, so you're right. It only adds to the anxiety.
Yeah, I get concerned that maybe all the good favor by the baseball gods will wear off by the time the postseason comes. Because we know every
can't
team,
even enjoy this right now.
Every team we know faces adversity at some point, and the Yankees have been relatively safe. That's why when you look at the Mets and what the Mets are doing, you understand the Mets are doing that without Scherzer, and we understand that they're doing that without DeGrom. They've been through adversity, and they've still managed to be 40. I think that the Mets 45 game win total is more impressive than than the Yankees because
with
of
that
who
in mind,
they did it without.
Okay. Buster, please do me a favor. Help him. I know you've got numbers on this. Just putting this perspective, what this 50-17 start means. Can you help Bart see it at least through the numbers?
Yeah. So I mentioned the Seattle Mariners team in 2001, 116 wins. This Yankee team obviously is on a pace to win more games than that. Tim Kirchin, coming out of the break, mentioned the Yankees are number one in the American League in runs scored. They're number one in baseball in earned run average. Last year, they were dead last in the major leagues in defensive runs saved, minus 41, which is one of the metrics that teams use to measure the quality of defenses. This year, guys, they're plus 40. They're first in baseball. So while, you know, there were a lot of fans who were upset that they didn't go out and spend big money and get a big name, the improvements defensively at catcher, at third base, at shortstop, at second base, Gleyber Torres moving over, signing Anthony Rizzo back for 2022, that has been difference-making. You go up and down, you know, across the board, they're completely dominant numbers. And I got one more for you. And that 98 Yankee team is near and dear to my heart. And I have a hard time with anybody saying this team is as good as that one just because I'm biased because I covered it. Well, think about this. The run differential over the course of the year for that 98 team was plus 309, okay? Almost two runs per game they beat teams by. This team this year, if they continue the current pace, they'll finish the year with a run differential of plus 350, which is markedly better than that 98 team.
Yeah, I just wonder if the pressure of performing at a high level will wear them out emotionally. We hear about great teams that have great records and they start going for records, and sometimes it wears them out mentally by the time they get to the postseason.
Problem I don't mind having.
And Glaber for the defense threw a hand grenade yesterday. I don't know where he was throwing when he was trying to throw the first.
Just stop.
But you talk about the historical start, of this team. Judge is having a all-time great season. Which I think is illuminating to everybody, right? I know Captain Obvious, but what teams are going to put pressure on the Yankees maybe to pursue this guy?
Yeah, and his contract situation will become on the move to the front burner here in the next 48 hours because he's got his arbitration hearing this week. There's no sign that there's going to be a settlement there. I don't think they're going to reach a deal before the end of the regular season. He'll go into free agency. And in a piece I did on ESPN.com, it's coming out tomorrow, I asked a lot of folks around baseball, what clubs do you think are most poised to take a run at him? I heard a lot about the Chicago Cubs, who are having a disastrous season. They need that anchor guy in the middle of their lineup. He obviously be someone that they could sell to their fan base. The question would be, as one person said to me, does Judge want to sign up for the losing that you'd have to sign up for, if he went to the Cubs? The Mets will always be a potential place to land, especially if they don't win the World Series this year. And Steve Cohen says, you know what? That's the piece of baseball art that I want on my team. And he flexes his financial muscles. But generally speaking, the team to watch, the San Francisco Giants, because, guys, their financial flexibility is ridiculous. They have one player under contract beyond 2023, and that's pitcher Anthony Discofani. They owe $12 million to. Besides that, they have no financial obligations. He went to high school 100 miles from Oracle Park in San Francisco. So if he gets to the market, watch the Giants. All it takes is one aggressive owner.
Wow.
Buster, you had me at Mets.
You love a disaster.
You talk about the future Bass Brothers. Pete Alonso.
Oh,
man.
Boy.
It's like all the Twin Towers. Dangerous Dan Spivey and Sid Vicious, man. You talk about the Road Warriors. You talk about the Bushwhackers, Luke and Butch. You talk about the greatest tag team tandems of all time. We could potentially have one. But flex that muscle, Cohen.
But you know what, though, Buster? We're talking with Buster only about this. I had this – it's a strange theory, but it's an NBA perspective that I always seem to have on things. If you're Major League Baseball, don't you want Aaron Judge? I know they don't have any influence, but the best place for him for this sport is in pinstripes in this market, isn't it? Like, it's the best. I think he sells the game better than any other player in the sport right now.
Yep, I would agree with you. He and Shohei Ohtani are like the two, WWF superstars of the sport. There's no doubt they transcend the sport because Judge is literally, according to Baseball Reference, the biggest player in baseball history at 6'7", 282. And I wonder. And you so much respect the fact that Judge walked away from a really good Yankees offer to say, I'm going to bet on myself. And, he in his heart, though, has to understand, look, there might be a team, whether it's the Giants or whether it's the Cubs, et cetera, but he's not worth any place more than he is in New York. Yeah. I think Derek Jeter understood that better than anybody. Alex Rodriguez might have gotten the record-setting $252 million from the Rangers back in 2001. Derek stayed in New York and probably made more money than Alex did because of the endorsements and because he became the captain. And let's face it, if you're Aaron Judge, that has to be on the scales as you make your decision.
Yes.
If he stays in New York, and we're going to be talking about the captain a lot this year with that docuseries coming out, but he gets to be the next Derek Jeter, right? It would any long-term deal with the Yankees going forward would essentially assure the fact that he would finish his career here. There would be a chance he'd be the next Yankee captain. And he'd be huge. I would say this. We've never seen a full-out, absolute bare-knuckle bidding war between the Yankees and the Mets ever. It always feels like they target different guys. but it would be fascinating to see the reaction of Hal Steinbrenner if Steve Cohen says, that's the guy I want. And if these two teams absolutely went after him, that would be fun. Forget it. I don't care where they land. What a story to see the two teams go after him.
Now my anxiety is really on.
and just the fact, even if you can't get Judge, because at the end of the day, I'm sure it'll take less from the Yankees than it would from the Mets. Do you do that just to make them have to pay a premium price, a price that they're uncomfortable with?
Bart, heck yeah. You know why? Because in 2 years, guess what? Juan Soto's coming down the pike.
Mm-hmm. Another target you could go after as well.
And you might go ahead. Sorry.
No, I was going to transition, but go ahead if you want to finish the thought.
No, I just, and if you, let's say internally your feeling would be, let's say you're the Mets internally, you say, you know what, big picture, we'd rather have the younger player in Soto. You might as well drive up the price for Judge and maybe take the Yankees payroll to a place where they wouldn't necessarily be in a position to take a run at Soto.
Yeah, that's actually a great point. Exactly. All right, so now you got to pay your guy. We know then you won't be a competitor for us then in the next offseason or the future offseason. We're talking with Buster Olney, ESPN.com, senior writer, Sunday Night Baseball reporter as well. You mentioned, Bart has mentioned the Mets and what they have done as the second best team in baseball without two of their main pitchers, their number one and number two pitchers for majority of this season. We know that they have been working their way back. What's the latest you can tell us about Max Scherzer and Jacob DeGrom?
Yes, Scherzer's coming back, obviously. That's on the front burner. And then there's full confidence that that Jacob DeGrom is making progress and he's going to be back, just before sometime around the All-Star break is what I've been told. And you're right. It is remarkable what they've accomplished without those two guys. When DeGrom comes back, it'll be more than a year since the last time he actually took the mound in a major league uniform, which is incredible. So we'll have to wait and see what he is when he returns. I think, the part of the team that's not talked about enough is their offense. During the offseason, as the Mets talked about, what they were going to add, a lot of their conversation was, look, we want a lineup full of guys who are tough at bats, guys who stress opposing pitchers, who get on base. They lead the major leagues in on base percentage in part because of adding a guy like Mark Canna, right? Starling Marte, the depth around Pete Alonso, around Francisco Lindor. And Lindor's not having a great season, but you know what? He's a competitive at bat every time. Eduardo Escobar's not having a great season, but he's a competitive at bat every time. That collective approach has put them in a position where they lead the majors in run scored. What Buck Showalter always talks about is, these guys aren't selfish. If the opposing pitcher's not working in the zone, they'll pass the baton to the next guy. It's working for them.
Yeah, it's definitely an attitude change there in Flushing, no doubt. Now, the question, of course, now is will we see these two teams, like we did in 2000, will we see them go head-to-head again? And what will that be like in the modern era with social media and everything else? I can only imagine. Buster, great to catch up with you as always. Thanks so much.
Thanks, guys.
All right, Buster Olney again. The Giants, the San Francisco Giants angle with Aaron Judge is the one.
I'm coming.
The Cub one, I don't know if he goes to a losing team.
Yeah, I don't know if he goes
to a
place.
The Met one is obviously that. Yeah. Like, I don't know if he'd, like, for him personally, it's like, do I really want to switch over and deal with the constant coverage of me leaving the angle? Like, you aren't escaping it if you're in New York.
He wouldn't be the first. He
wouldn't
be the first.
Well, he'd be the biggest star to ever do that. But the Giants thing, man. Yeah. That would be unbelievable. All right, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 is the number for your calls. Again, what's wrong with us in New York that we can't enjoy a team that's 50-17? It only makes us more anxious about the end of the year. Also, Bart, I have a trade proposal.
Oh.
In fact, I have a question for Knicks fans. I'm giving you two options. You got to pick one of them. Which one do you pick? We'll discuss. Bart and Hahn, ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
Bart and Hahn.
Bart and Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. What's your home and auto have in common? They're yours, and Progressive protects them both. Bundle today at progressive.com. We got a little bit of breaking news in the NFL just a few moments ago.
A little bit. This is huge.
You think this is huge?
Yes.
I kind of saw this coming.
I didn't.
Rob Gronkowski goes to Instagram to announce his retirement officially, saying, thanking everyone, telling a nice little story about how he always wanted to play. Some a little kid, always wanted to play in the NFL, and adds, I will now be going back into my retirement home, walking away from football again with my head held high, knowing I gave it everything I had, good or bad. Every time I stepped out on the field, the friendships and relationships I've made will last forever, and I appreciate every single one of my teammates and coaches for giving everything that they had as well. From retirement, back to football, winning another championship, and now back to chilling out. Thank you to all.
First ballot, Hall of Famer, man.
One of the best
to ever do it.
When you say he changed the tight end position, would you say he had an impact on kind of changed the way we look at it?
He was probably, in history, probably the best dual threat tight end this game has seen. Because
explain.
Tony Gonzalez was pretty much a wide receiver. Antonio Gates wouldn't really block. He wasn't a great blocker.
Right.
He was instrumental in also the passing game. His passing game numbers are ridiculous. And what he's able to do. Like, maybe Kittle's maybe the closest thing to him, but Kittle's hasn't put up the numbers as far as a receiving standpoint of Gronkowski. Travis Kelce is just a receiver. He doesn't really block anybody.
Yeah.
Tony Gonzalez was a bit of the same. So, like, you talk about the best, a guy that impacted the run game, just as in a higher level, the equal level as he did in the passing game, it would be Rob Gronkowski, which is weird because he's not the most athletic guy, but he's been a tremendous vertical threat with being able to utilize his body. And he was, you know, maybe it's about being with the greatest quarterback of all time.
Well, that'll help too.
And having an opportunity, but being one of his most trusted weapons is a big thing.
With that in mind, moments ago, as we were just discussing this, Adam Schefter goes to Twitter and he says this, in reaction to Rob Gronkowski's news, his agent Drew Rosenhaus texts, quote, "It would not surprise me if Tom Brady calls him during the season to come back and Rob answers the call." He said, "This is just my opinion, but I would not be surprised if Rob comes back during the season or next season." So,
yeah, wait to make sure that you can still put money in your pocket, Drew Rosenhaus. Like, let the man have his day. Let him speak for himself. Why are you answering something that, hey, maybe the door is open? Like, sometimes, you know, these agents, and Drew's one of these guys, that always makes it about himself. Like, just stop. Let Gronk say that. Let him enjoy and get his flowers. Let Tom Brady come out.
But were you the one that said that he's kind of just, you know, like, I'll show up in October and I'd rather play when the games matter. I don't want to have to go through training camp.
Maybe so, but, like, right now.
You don't think Brady going like, we need help at tight end?
I'm sure Brady's saying I need help at tight end right now. Like, Gronk, just come and, you know, we'll work you in slowly. But the reality is now they have to replace that productivity. They need to make some trades. They need to call out because I think they left some salary cap open. So now you look at teams with one or two tight ends available. Yeah. I mean, I look at a guy like probably a guy, the best guy that can replace him that's still out there is Jared Cook. Who is a tremendous beast.
Yeah.
All he does is catch 800 to 900 yards a year and gets released every year. Great catch with Aaron Rodgers, gets released. Goes down to the Saints, 900 yards, gets released. Goes to the Rams, gets released. I don't get it. I think at one point they think he's going to get old, but the dude just continues to ball, but he has a ball on like a new team every year.
He's always moving around. Yeah. Well, again, so we'll see. But Gronk announces his retirement. Whether he stays retired, his own agent doesn't even believe it because, you know, he has come back before. And the lure of Tom Brady and winning a championship is everything. All right, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We have your calls. Need to know if New Yorkers are just out of their minds that they have more anxiety because the Yankees are 50-17. As Bart says, now you got to win the championship or else this is a waste of time. Also, I have this question, and we'll answer it on the other side. Would you rather have Jalen Brunson at $20 million a year or Malcolm Brogdon at $20 million a year? That, to me, as a Knicks search for a point guard, never mind Kyrie Irving. That might be the two best options you have. Which one would you do? 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Bart and Hahn, ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
Bart and Hahn.
ESPN Radio, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 is the number. I asked this question, Bart, with, you know, all the with draft coming up Thursday, and the Knicks trying to do whatever they can do to improve the roster, and that includes the point guard position, as Kemba Walker has a year left on his deal, but they sent him home last year for a reason. He's not the answer as a starter. Derrick Rose is a backup, but he has to come off the bench. He's still a talent, but he has to come off the bench. Emmanuel Quickley, is he ready for the job, or do you have to go get one? Jalen Brunson has been connected to the Knicks already. as a player that they would like to get. His dad was just hired as assistant coach, Rick Brunson. They've known him forever. They've known him since he's a little kid. Tom Thibodeau has, Leon Rose has. They've all known him. So do you make that move? But another one is, as the Pacers are blowing up that team, Malcolm Brogdon. He just signed an extension. He's got a couple of years left. So it's, is it Jalen Brunson at $20 million a year or Malcolm Brogdon at about the same price, $22 million a year? Which player would you rather have if you had to pick one or the other? Richie's in New York. What's up, Richie?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? I'm a day one listener.
Awesome. Thank
you. I have to go with Jalen Brunson.
Why?
He has a bigger upside. I know Malcolm Brogdon probably going to get hurt again.
You know what's funny? Brogdon, so in the shortened year because of COVID, he played 48 out of 65 games. Then the last 2 years, he has not played more than 56 games. He's 29 years old. When healthy, he's a high IQ player who can, you know, he can knock down the three, a tough defender. He was rookie of the year, believe it or not, all those years ago. But, you know, he's bigger. He's 6'5". So you think all those things, but I don't know. Can he stay healthy? Is he athletic enough? There's a lot of question marks there about him. But I don't know with Jalen Brunson. He showed us in the playoffs that he could score. But is he a three-point shooter? Can he lead a team? Can he organize an offense? Can he defend at that position? Is he big enough to defend at that position?
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of questions. I'd love to get Jaden Ivey in the draft. The likelihood of that, though, is very low because it's going to cost you a lot to move up.
Doesn't matter.
So what else are you going to do?
I think you're in a
Russell
full,
Westbrook?
No, I think you're in a full rebuild anyway.
Who, the Knicks?
Yeah.
They just gave Julius Randle a huge extension. I don't know if you can do that.
And you're waiting for him to get out of here. I mean, I think you have to really focus and center around R.J. Barrett and Ivy. And you do whatever you got. You move whatever you have to move. You get whatever future assets because you don't have to pay those guys for a while so you can eat some crow.
Ugh.
Take somebody's headache.
It's funny. Many responses I'm getting on Twitter when I ask about both is neither.
Bart and Hahn.
Bart and Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. It's funny how when you don't like either option, you just don't want neither, but you gotta find a point guard if you're the Knicks. And Brunson and Brogdon are your two, to me, right now, best options. I mean, I think the Lakers would love for you to take Russell Westbrook. I don't know if that's even an option. Because what would that trade look like and would you do it? It's 1 year. It's all it is 1 year. But is that really going to make things better for you? Again, Ivy is the guy I would do it. Just he and RJ and this, that, to me, go forward with that. But again, very difficult to move up from 11 to 4 in the NBA draft and not have to give up a lot. We got your calls also. As you heard Buster Olney tell us earlier this hour, tomorrow Aaron Judge's arbitration hearing begins for his salary for this year. I don't know if you knew that, but his salary for this year is not necessarily settled yet. So arbitration will decide whether he gets the $21 million that he filed for.
Yeah.
Or the Yankees filed for $17
million. Yeah, they might give him $25 million. Hey, man, he balled. I don't know. What the hell are you talking about, man?
That's right.
It's like when people say, the playoffs should count for the MVP.
But you understand that the 2022 stats don't have any impact.
I get that.
It's based on his previous stats.
But it don't matter. It's like they see what's going on. They human.
You're not supposed to.
They like they jurors, and they don't know what context of the outside world. Like, damn, this dude ball. Man, y'all crazy. Man, get him to $20 million.
But how about this? Before the season, the Yankees valued him at $17 million.
Disrespectful.
Yikes. And he said, no, I'm worth 21.
That's like Aaron Hicks.
The highest arbitration salary is $26 million. Mookie Betts got $26 million arbitration. That's the highest.
Yeah. How does...
Betts got... Betts also got $20 million arbitration. He did pretty good in arbitration.
Aaron Hicks makes a lot of money. Come on, son. He make more. Come on.
But again, you can't. It's nothing to do with anything.
I don't care what you're supposed to do.
That's got to be awkward. If you're the Yankees, how awkward is that in the hearing?
Y'all want to sign me? Y'all going to really still fight?
Nah, we're stuck on $17 million.
Still going to give me $17 million?
Don't you think he's got to get 21?
You still going to get? You still think I'm worth $17 million?
You know what?
But screw all you. I ain't coming back. I don't care.
How about out of arbitration? Aaron Judge comes out and they're like, yeah, $17 million, and he's like, oh, I'm so out of here.
Yeah, I'll. I say, see you in Houston.
Yeah, see you in Houston. Yeah, see you in Houston. Oh, you really want to piss people off.
See you in Houston. I'm going to Houston, Dad. I'll make sure y'all remember. Remember y'all said I'm worth 17.
This is why at 50 and 17, there's nothing but anxiety. Kay's in Virginia. Kay, anxiety for Yankees fans despite the fact that they have this great season going?
Yeah, definitely anxiety. And, I mean, we enjoy the season. You know, ain't no question about that. But at the same time, this pinstripes we talk about. You know, it's all about titles, man. And the fact that in the postseason, the pitching that broke us down and contact hitting, you know, as it failed us, we got to bring home the title this year, man, for the fans to really be like, okay, now that job well done. You know what I mean? We appreciate it, but, hey, we need that hardware.
That's what it always is about. I mean, I think it's the history. Thank you, Kay. I think it's just when your history comes back to haunt you, right? When your history is 20, you know, the 28 World Championships, the whole idea is just to keep winning. And, you know, can you do it? And if you can't, well, the season was a failure.
Yeah.
That's what makes it like.
It's like being a Celtic.
For Aaron Boone, just to have a start like this.
Bittersweet.
Does it make it harder for him or easier for him? Like, you have to look and think how he was nothing but under pressure over the last couple of years, right? I mean, think about how much criticism he has taken over the years because this team has fallen flat so many times, and he's the one to blame for it. Brian Cashman, same thing. But it's that sense now, like, is this better for Boone, or is this worse? Because now it's like, you better win a championship now. And if you don't,
you know what they're gonna say.
Failed.
You know what they're gonna say? Boone just can't get us over the hump.
Oh, right.
He's been like 100. Like his first two seasons, first manager like to start his career over two seasons over 100 wins. And now he's on a hysterical path historical path. And I'm like, well, you know, he just can't beat. We need Buck Showalter. we need somebody that's not gonna hold a clipboard. Well, that's gonna go with their gut too.
Joe Madden's available.
Man,
just saying.
He got a buzz cut too. I don't know if he'll fit in. Cut his facial hair.
Kevin's in New York. Kevin, what's up, man?
Yeah, man. I just wanted to say I would definitely take Malcolm Brogdon over Jalen Brunson.
Why?
Just because of the size difference, the defense. They both score, but I feel like Malcolm Brogdon has a 3-point shot.
He does.
And with the injuries that you're talking about, I mean, yeah, like you said, he was injured for the past two seasons. He only played 56 games, and I think even less than that last season.
Right.
But I think those were just those two seasons. He doesn't really have injury history like that, like big injuries, like back injuries or anything like that. That's going to stay with him for a while. But, yeah, like I said, just for the defense, for the 3-point shooting, and I just feel like Jalen Brunson is just too small, man. And he doesn't assist. He doesn't have many assists. He's a scoring point guard. We need somebody that can set up the offense.
That's the thing you have to watch, too, is when Luka was out, he actually did play that role a little bit better. But with Luka, he had to just strictly be a scorer. Ben's in Virginia. Ben. Hey, Ben.
Yes, yeah.
We
hey,
got
guys.
You.
I just called last week, but I had to call for this because I watched Malcolm Brogdon play here at UVA, and it's by far Malcolm Brogdon. I mean, the guy did the 40-50-90 club, and if the Bucks had kept him, they probably would have already been back for another championship. But I guess he wanted to cash in, and they thought they could get there with the team they got.
Well, I mean, what happened there, Ben, is that they wanted to upgrade that position. They did so with Drew Holiday. I mean, they did get a guy a little more athletic. Here's my problem, and thanks, Ben. Here's my problem, my concern about Brogdon is he is 6'5". He shoots 37% from three for his career. He's played in a lot of playoff games. But I don't know if he athletic enough in today's NBA? Like, today's NBA is much different.
He's like Jason Kidd athletic.
I don't know what that means.
Jason Kidd would say he's athletic enough.
Yeah.
Put it like that.
Yeah. Look, again, could he play in New York? Yes. He has the personality that he can deal with all proud. Like, I don't think he gets real crazy
How do you get rid of Fournier? That's what they need to figure out. How the hell can they get
–
hey, he's a shooter.
Let me ask you this. Ryan Fitzpatrick's going to go Thursday Night Football with Tony Gonzalez and Richard Sherman in pregame halftime post. You watching that? Ryan Fitzpatrick, Tony Gonzalez,
Richard Sherman. Tony's been there – you know, Tony got the plug because his wife, his ex-wife dates Bezos, so he got the inside plug. That's why he left Fox. We knew that's why he left Fox. So he had the inside plug.
Remember, it's not a game. It's pre, half, and post. I mean, yeah, you watching that? Like, is that? Yeah, I'd tune into that. A lot of smart guys talking football there.
Well, let's see. Yeah, I mean, let's see. Like, they can have like board game wars or something. Not between Tony, but between Sherman, Stanford, and Harvard.
Yeah, that's right. Harvard versus Stanford, basically on that set, and then Tony Gonzalez kind of running the point.
Hey, you guys.
But I don't know. Is that exciting? Not sure. We got to get Bart Scott on one of these shows one of these days. We'll see you tomorrow, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Hahn Podcast. You can listen live to Bart and Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN+. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.